USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new talks on making a deal to end the month-old partial government shutdown. President Trump says he could go along with what Congress comes up with as long as it contains money for border security.
Well, it depends what the agreement is. I mean, yeah, but if they come to a reasonable agreement, I would support it.
Mr. Trump says he won't be happy if the deal doesn't include money for his border wall. His spokeswoman earlier said it must include a large down payment. He also said if it doesn't,
I have other alternatives if I have to, and I'll use those alternatives if I have to.
For weeks, the president has suggested he might declare a national emergency and have the military build the wall with unobligated money. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said she didn't think that would be a reasonable arrangement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The Senate reacts after the rejection of two bills. USA's Tim Berg reports.
The Senate rejects two rival spending bills that would have ended the partial government shutdown. What this means is hundreds of thousands of federal workers will miss their second paycheck on Friday. Shortly after the bill, Texas Senator John Cornyn took to the Senate floor.
There are solutions that can be worked out if we consult the experts, the Border Patrol, to find out what exactly they need for border security that will meet with public approval along the border and represent a win-win.
Bank of America Chairman and CEO Brian Moynihan is concerned that uncertainty about the policy questions behind the government shutdown may result in long-term economic damage.
The uncertainty of the trade situation, the uncertainty of what's causing the shutdown's delay, the uncertainty of getting government process done in the United States, that is actually more damaging the economy long-term than a quarter's change because of an outcome that's solved.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A group of scientists claim the world remains a symbolic 2 minutes to doomsday. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The organization known as the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists making its annual announcement at the National Press Club in Washington on Thursday morning, saying that the world does stay 2 minutes from doomsday based on current conditions, if nothing was to change right away. The chairman of the society is former Governor of California Jerry Brown.
The blindness and stupidity of the politicians is truly shocking in the face of nuclear catastrophe and danger.
But they pointed to other factors as well, including climate change as key factors in keeping the clock the closest it's been to midnight since the Cold War. And they cited the spread of fake news as a destabilizing issue. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Researchers writing in the journal Science examined the Twitter accounts of more than 16,000 users during the height of the 2016 election campaign. They found just 16 of them spread 80% of all the misinformation that was masquerading as news. Those who did were more likely to be over the age of 65 and politically conservative. The super sharers were active, sharing more than 300 bits of fake information each between August and December. The study reached conclusions that were similar to one released this month about misinformation spread by Facebook. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.